funds back into the account. How much of it did you go back in to get?
Well, we're back down to where we were, so we, yeah.
Okay, then my time is over now, and I got to go.
Okay, yes, sir.
Get back to the single cell. See you tomorrow. This is the Bullet Block. I'm going to put the back of the deep drop. I'm going to be back to the okay?
Okay, yes, sir. We love you, sir.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
So, Jalahu.
Upon speaking with the Master J, date being February 22nd, 1994, Sajad
Lahu. But I'm open in the name of Allah God who came in the presence of Master Wallace Sifar Rahman, in the name of the last greatest apostle, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the most holy names of Muhammad, Sajad Lahu, and Assalamu alaikum to the Creator, Creator's Master Plan, in the year of Allah, the host, Master Wallace Sifar Rahman, Muhammad, his message, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, the most in his second month of 1994.
Sajalahu and walaika salam to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host of February 23rd, 1994,
in the days of the Master J. Okay, the Master J said, did Brother Asim Scott's so-called mother come up?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all have to take her back?
Yes, sir.
Oh, she done went back? Did she come up by herself?
His so-called daughter was with him, with her.
Oh, she was? The 9-year-old one?
Yes, sir. She's 11 years old.
Oh, she's 11 years old?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I had to turn this TV off, seeing this devil and this other, whatever they is supposed to be with Bill on TV.
Yes, sir. Allah God in the person, Master Wallace D.F.R. Muhammad, his Master, most honorable Elijah Muhammad, Moses, if we had enough material to where we have a gown, got a gown for Aunt so-called Marie, and then I took his so-called daughter because I had purchased so-called Nichelle, this like a white skirt and you know something proper for her to wear when we go to the mosque and stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I purchased her the same thing that I got for so-called Nichelle, so they were dressed alike.
Well, they were dressed alike.
Yes, sir.
Well, how did Sister Aunt Selma, so-called Marie, like the place and the dwelling?
She loved it, sir.
When she said she was going to come back this way?
She said probably the weekend of whenever y'all go back to court, but then I was asking her when was she going to want to come and spend the weekend so that we could all go to the mosque together, and that's still what she responded with, so I don't know as of yet when she may be.
She's still reluctant and drew back from that a little bit, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Let me go turn this TV off a minute, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, Sajalahu.
Sajalahu, sir.
Okay, well, when you went down there to the courthouse, what transpired?
Okay, your attorney came to us when we were in the courtroom, and he was apologizing because he said that he had just found out this morning that you all weren't going to be brought there.
Yes, ma'am.
For not calling me.
Yes, ma'am.
He said he had just found out right before we walked in.
Yes, ma'am. Who's she talking to?
Answer so-called Donna was saying something to me. Okay, after in response to that, he came over to me and he told me that it was something at that time what he knew. It was something going on about somebody was objecting.
Yes, ma'am.
And that he would call me after he, you know, got out of the court because they were going to go on, you know, as far as something about setting another date and everything for you all.
Yes, ma'am.
And that he was going to call me and let me know what went on after that. So when he called me, he said that it was Answer so-called Scott, Answer so-called Tracy, Answer so-called Quincy, Answer so-called Squirt, and Answer so-called Charles's attorneys were objecting. And what they're saying is they're objecting to the findings of some of reckless endangerment.
Yes, ma'am.
And that, wait a minute. Okay. Then the new court date is on the 30th. Okay, and then he said that he was going to come and see you in the morning and everything. He just wanted me to let you know that, the reason why they didn't bring y'all over there. And when he comes to see you in the morning, he's going to explain everything else to you more in further detail.
But he said that he let me know earlier anyway that they were probably going to try to file some objections to whatever the probation people say.
I know, yes, sir. He had said that to me too, sir.
Yeah, and he said that would put it off to March or April or something anyway if they did that.
Yes, sir.
So that was understandable.
Yes, sir.
But the brother said, I told them they play with them attorneys too much.
Oh, yes, sir. Then when I was speaking, when I spoke with Answer so-called Scott, and I was telling him what had transpired, And he said that he was going to get on that with immediately with his attorney. I'm not sure if, you know, if he got...
That's because they play with them attorneys.
Yes, sir. And then I had related that to Answer So-Called Monique. So Answer So-Called Tracy had called, and she had the brother on the phone, and he called his attorney. And I can't remember exactly what she was saying, but it was something to the effect that the brother did let him know that he's not interested in filing any kind of motions about anything else.
I'm supposed to let him know. They're supposed to tell positively. You tell your attorney what to do. Your attorney don't tell you what to do.
That's right, yes, sir.
And that's what I told them, that they have to tell him. That's because the next thing they come behind that, they're trying to get... See, because they make money.
Yes, sir.
They're not going to get no better deal.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, but every time he makes an appearance in that courtroom, it's all about money. He don't give a damn about none of them.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And so this is what you're supposed to make known to him. And see, then the next thing they'll come to you, because then they'll say, well, look here. All right, now I think that you can do better if we just take back your pleas and we try to fight the case.
Yes, sir.
That's the next trick that they try to come to you with so that they can make more money.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They don't have to go along with that, because Allah God, the President of the Master of the Chief of Allah Muhammad, and His Master of the Most High Muhammad, didn't come to change the way that they are. He come to reveal to you the way that they are, and to teach you how to deal with them.
Yes, sir.
Him to deal with you.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And see, you sit over here and you write a good story. They sit over here and write a good story. They go out there and play with them in them little old legal rooms there. And then, therefore, the attorney see weakness in him, and then so the attorney say, well, I just deal with these niggas any way I want
it. Oh, yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
That's why I was telling you that my attorney, you know, like the attorney said, you know that they was going to come up with that if these brothers don't stand their ground like they're supposed to, like a Muslim.
Oh, yes, sir. That's exactly what he had told me when I keep in touch with him, and as far as trying to keep up on what's going on. He had said that to me already, sir. But he said the only thing was as to how they came about that. He was apologizing because he didn't find out that they weren't going to bring you all over there until this morning.
Yes, ma'am. They did that in order that the brothers wouldn't tell them in the courtroom to override that.
Oh, yes, sir. And then also I was aware of the fact that while we were standing in the hall after we had came out of the courtroom.
Yes, ma'am.
When we were standing there in the hall, Answer So-Called Marie was waiting for Answer So-Called Scott's attorney to come out.
Yes, ma'am.
And she was speaking with him. And then at the time, Answer So-Called Quincy, So-Called Father.
Oh, that's right.
So-Called Father came walking up, and I recognized him. And so I was letting him know that they weren't going to be there today.
Yes, ma'am.
And then he was asking where was, you know, the brother's attorney's at. And I let him. I didn't know which one was Answer So-Called Quincy's attorney, but I did know Answer So-Called Jamal's attorney, and I let him know that he was in the courtroom.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, anyway, when Answer So-Called Quincy's attorney came walking up, Answer So-Called Scott's attorney was telling him at that time that the brothers were not going to be brought over there, and he was like he didn't know nothing about anything that was going on. But yet he is one of the attorneys that is supposed to be objective.
I know that. See, Brother Anthony, my so-called Scott's attorney don't give a damn about nobody.
Yes, sir.
That one there is one that he wants as much money as he possibly can get.
Yes, sir.
He's the one that in that paper writing that I told you in there with the statements he made in that paper.
Yes, sir.
So, but you got to remember, Allah God, the President of the Master of Allah, there's nothing that was on the ground. I'm going to cause that to happen in order to let the brothers know, hey, you got to tighten up your thing.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You got to get down on what you're supposed to get down on. You don't play around with them beavers, and you don't even, in fact, they don't even need the attorney no more. The attorney won't function right the way that they want them. They can dismiss the attorney. They don't need no attorney to go to complete the case the rest of the way it is.
That's right, yes, sir.
Dump him.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They can write all around that attorney, write the attorney, everything, make it known. They don't want nothing to do with that attorney no more.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, and then, that's why the brothers have to be brought up on that particular activity. Because
yes,
these people are running right over there. Allah God, the President of the Master of the Chief of the Muslims, that's the most honorable Muhammad. I'll let them run right over the top of you because you're not doing what a Muslim is supposed to do.
That's right, yes, sir.
See, Allah God, the President of the Master of the Chief of the Muslims, that's the most honorable Muhammad. Come and give you knowledge. See, here to make them start trying to think about fighting the case over a lie.
Yes, sir.
See, and what they're interested in is the truth.
Sir. That's right.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? They're admitting to the truth. Then when they start, and that's what raises the Son of Man, the truth. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You turn around and they get you manipulated when Allah God, the President of the Master of the Chief of the Muslims, the Most Honorable Muhammad, a way that you're calling the out there and try to get you to go this way. Well, then you're trying to fight for a lie.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Allah God in the person of Master Wallace Depart, Muhammad, and Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the remote control unit, Master J, Master, I tell Muhammad, so called Marie. That's what, to those degrees, I'm not lying. So she was saying that two people were going to have a different court date because of something about a lie, but everybody else who didn't have a problem with the sentencing, they would all be going like first and then the other two. She said that's as much as she got or whatever. That's the understanding she gave me, sir.
Okay, well, one of the things that Brother Anselm Muhammad so-called, Tracy...
Yes, sir.
...had told his attorney that he wanted to clean up a lie.
All right, yes, sir.
And okay. The lie was that he was... He said that he was not in the brown car, some brown car or something, some car that they were utilizing when they did that stuff or something.
Yes, sir.
And, and so he wanted to make known to the judge that he was in the brown car.
Yes, sir.
Because he didn't want to have no lie on his record.
Yes, sir.
And his attorney told him, no, don't do that. Leave it just like it is. And if you want to do it, you tell the judge when you get in front of the judge.
Yes, sir.
That was what that understanding was about.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if that's what it's talking about or not. See, because the thing was for the brothers to be truthful. And I told them to don't do anything to the doubt that they're about to lie. So you admit the truth. This is what they're doing, admitting the truth.
Yes, sir.
So, I didn't know nothing about that until he wrote me a letter or something about he had made a statement that he wasn't in that, and then should he tell her? I told him, you must tell the truth.
Yes, sir.
Nothing in the record where you lie. So long as you told that attorney that,
yes, sir.
And that's on the attorney, it's off him.
All right, yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But evidently by me not responding to him, I guess he still might have pushed on past the attorney and wanted that to be brother. I don't know.
All right, sir.
But one thing about it is the people outside are going to have to start standing their ground and go call the attorney and tell the attorney that we're going to make a motion. They're going to make a motion to remove them if they don't function by what their brothers are telling them to do.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because the next thing the devil mentality is going to have them trying to stand up and fight for a lie.
Yes, sir.
You don't stand up and fight for a lie.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think that you can get a better deal. It ain't about a deal. It's about being real.
That's right, yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So I'll pay the truth alive. Then the next day from there, then they tell you, well, I'll tell you what, like I told you before, they say, well, what about, I think we better well take back those cases. You can fight this case and come out probably a little better.
Yes,
fight the case, and you mean you want to fight from speaking the truth? You want to fight and not speak the truth?
Yes, sir.
Not with Muslims.
Yes, sir.
Not with these brother Anselm Muhammad.
Yes, sir.
These Anselm Muhammad are into truth.
Yes,
them dang attorneys are into come what may lie, money.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. They interested.
Allah God, the President of Master Wallace Depart, Muhammad, and the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad got them interested in being in fulfilling the part of the prophecy that there's not a sound spot in their body.
Yes, sir.
They're eating up their own system. You understand what I'm saying? They want to talk about a God, then they want to come and try to beat a case with you for a lie.
Yes, sir.
Anything to prolong it so that they can get more money out of the state. That's why they're digging their own downfall.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But all praise due to Allah God in the person of Master Wallace Ephraim Muhammad, especially for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I sent word to him to tell him that you got to quit playing with them dogs.
That's right.
Dogs lick you in your face, and you make it known to them that you're going to write to the judge and everything else, and they so-called close associates out there supposed to call the attorney and tell him, say, look, we're going to hire some attorneys to get on your cases, we're going to talk to the people's over authority over you to get you into your proper place. You are trying to make the brothers be liars.
Yes, sir.
They don't play that to you. Everybody's supposed to get on it.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Supposed to get on them as many as possible and say, we will not tolerate this no more.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know?
Yes, sir.
They're not doing what you're supposed to do.
Yes, sir.
And we're godly brand people, and we deal by the way of God, not by the way of you, with that niggerism, that thieving, that crookism that you've got going, attorneys.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's the way you're supposed to notify the brother to tell their close associates that they have to do.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
they're trapping you there.
Yes, sir.